many educators point to ninth grade as a crucial year for students. New studies show freshmen have the lowest GPAs and lowest attendance of any high school grade level. Some schools have tried out strategies like freshman academies to try and fix the problem, with mixed results. But as Robbie Feinberg reports, some schools have also tried a new strategy to add new levels of support without drastically increasing costs by teaming teachers and students together.
Okay, so before we get started, if we could all put our listening ears on and our talking mouths closed, it would be awesome.
About once a month at Noble High School in Berwick, freshman science teacher Amy Mann temporarily abandons the science curriculum. Instead, she talks with her students about more personal subjects, making friends, dealing with grief. Today, she asked the kids how to be a leader.
Some of you are leaders in small ways with your smaller groups. Some of you are more vocal. Some of you are kind of, you stand back a little bit. But we're going to find out today, where do you fall in this? Because you all have the ability to be a leader.
It may seem a little strange to interrupt academics to talk about leadership. But at Noble and other schools across Maine, this happens for ninth graders almost every week. It's part of a program called BAR, which stands for Building Assets, Reducing Risks. And it's something that school leaders say could be a way to help cash-strapped rural school districts take on some big challenges without spending much more money.
So it's deceptively easy, and yet it's getting these huge results in terms of when it's done correctly.
Angie Jarabek is the executive director of BAR. She actually designed the program more than 15 years ago when she was working as a guidance counselor in the Minneapolis suburb of St. Louis Park. Back then, she says, half of her freshmen were failing their classes. She didn't have lots of money to spend on more teachers or support to change things. So Jarabek designed a structure where students and teachers could be separated into teams. The idea is to give the students a kind of support system of familiar faces in a critical year. To see it play out, you have to head here to RSU 25 in Bucksport, about an hour west of Bar Harbor. In the early 2000s, the school was suffering from low graduation rates, high dropouts, and declining enrollment. By the time the Verso paper mill closed in 2014, the school budget was forcibly cut. Bucksport Middle School principal Josh Tripp says the school saw BAR as a way out in 2009.
I mean, our community has drastically changed in the middle of this process, but kids still show up to our school needing to be educated.
Now, every Tuesday and Wednesday, all of the ninth grade teachers in Bucksport gather together with the principals, social workers, the school nurse, and others. A giant Google spreadsheet lays out grades, absences, behaviors, and interventions for every student in the class. Then the teachers go down the list, one by one. High school principal Bill Tracy says the whole staff talks about every student. How are they doing? How are their grades? Is everything okay at home?
And you started to look at them as this whole being, this whole student approach. Social emotional health as well. And by looking at it in that through that lens with a group of teachers, you were able really to dig down into what was really maybe preventing that student from getting a successful go, especially as a freshman.
I said oftentimes that it's almost so simplistic that it gets overlooked.
Superintendent Jim Boothby says this idea of talking with other teachers and getting to really know kids is something almost every educator wants to do. The difference here, he says, is the structure. Teachers are now required to keep track of every student and to intervene when necessary. That intervention can be as simple as calling parents, but it could also mean contacting the police or other authorities.
Well, we've taken all that and now put in a structure that puts student first. And every student is discussed every week. We've had students tell us here that, you know, everybody knows about them. They can't understand, why is a science teacher asking me about my English paper? So the kids know, and they recognize very quickly, it's all in for all kids.
The program has shown success, with graduation rates rising and dropout rates declining, not only in Bucksport, but in about 19 other Maine schools. In fact, the U.S. Department of Education just awarded Spurwink Services $20 million to expand the program nationwide. The transition hasn't been easy. Educators admit that transforming a high school schedule so every teacher can meet at the same time is really difficult. And Nancy Samar, the BAR coordinator at Berwick's Noble High School, says the first few semesters with BAR put a lot of pressure on teachers, both academically and emotionally.
When they started doing this, they were spending, you know, an hour and a half to 2 hours every Sunday night gathering this data, in addition to everything else we were doing. So these teachers were overwhelmed, to say the least.
But Samar says now BAR is embedded in the school's culture, and that's made a difference. What's also helped is the cost. Samar says BAR costs roughly $100,000 over 3 years to implement, and after that, the cost is negligible. Educators across the state say that's been a worthwhile investment so far. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Robbie Feinberg.